Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today, we're coming up to the end of this series on Judaism, and now I want to talk about some ways, as I usually do at the end of these series, I want to talk about some ways that we could potentially reach the Jews. How do we reach these people? And like all these other series, each group has their own hot buttons, right? They all have their particular pet peeves, things that they don't like, and they have, some soft spots, some areas that potentially as believers we can, talk about to hopefully draw them in. Now, first and foremost, the thing we need to remember and keep in mind is that it's ultimately the Holy Spirit that draws people in. Yes, we are commanded to take the gospel to the world, right? We are commanded to go out and make disciples of the world. We're commanded to share the gospel. And so, praise God, we get to take part in what God's doing. And we don't know, honestly, we don't know if the Holy Spirit's drawn him in. But quite possibly, when we go out and witness, most likely that is God ordering that through us. Now, you know, we don't know. We simply don't know. So we go out, we're obedient, we share the gospel. How do we reach these people? How do we be the most effective ambassador for the gospel as we possibly can be? Well, in this series, I'm hoping to share with you some tips on how we potentially can reach Jews. Now, throughout this series, I've sprinkled many of them. They've been all over the place. I'll probably be reviewing a few things that I've dropped along the way, as well as sharing some new ones. I'll be honest with you guys. I have very little experience witnessing to Jews. Very little. But I have scoured the internet, looking all over the place for different various people who have had success witnessing the Jews. And what I have found is quite a conglomeration of various tips. And these friends, these tips are coming from Jews who have come to Christ, okay? So those who have been part of this Jewish faith, who have come to Christ, those, and these are Jewish by faith, okay? Also, Jews by birth who are not so much into the faith of the Jews, but they're nationally, by birth, they are Jews. It's also coming from Jews who never converted to Christ. That's kind of interesting. Just thought I'd share some pet peeves, that things that kind of set them off about us Christians that I thought maybe we should try to avoid. You can take them with a grain of salt, as well as some Gentiles who have gone out into the Jewish world and have witnessed and found great success. Okay, so we're going to be pulling from sources like Jews for Jesus, from sources like Dr. Michael Brown. By the way, friends, if we're not going to get too much into the apologetics, you know, how you respond to Jewish objections to Christ and the prophecies about him and the historicity of Jesus Christ. But if you want to get into that stuff, and I will in future series, God willing, there's no doubt about it. That's what I really would like to do someday. Not so much in this series, but if you want to get into that right now, Dr. Michael Brown, he's probably one of the best apologists out there for the Jews, okay? He's out there trying to share the gospel with the Jews, and he has a series of books. I think there's five of them, but there might be four of them. Don't quote me on that. They are called Answering Jewish Objections to Christ, or something like that. Just look up Dr. Michael Brown on Amazon, and you'll find these Jewish Objections to Christ books. And, like I said, there's about four or five of them. If you want to know more about answering those objections, look for those books, or just wait. And again, God willing, sometime in the next year or so, I'm going to start getting into some of that. So anyway, here are some tips that hopefully will bring you some success when witnessing to Jews. First and foremost, okay, we want to be upfront about where we stand, okay? No sneakiness, no crafty deceit here. In all of our witness encounters, these people should be our friends. And we should be up front. Okay, this is where I stand. All right? And we don't have to be in their face about it, but at the same time, we need to let them know, you know, this is what I believe. Okay? And like I mentioned before, we want to be their friends first, okay? They need to know that we actually care, all right? I mean, unless this is your last chance, they're passing by you on the street and you're doing one of those soapbox on the corner witnessing encounter type deals, okay, well, I guess at that point you go for it, all right? But if this is somebody you know, you want to invest some time in them. You want to be their friend and let them know that you care. All right. Some other things of interest. And if you're listening to a podcast like this, I suppose this goes without saying, but you want to understand what they believe. All right. We've gone through this series and like I've said over and over, there's all these different walks of Judaism. There are Jews who are Jews by birth only, and they care nothing for the faith of the Jews. Okay. They're atheists or agnostics. There are Orthodox Jews, conservative Jews, Reformed Jews, Reconstructionist Jews, Hasidic Jews. There are so many different walks. So first and foremost, you want to pick their brain and find out where they stand. It's good conversation. It's just a good place to start. So get to know them, cook them dinner, you know, well, be careful about that. Find out, maybe you should eat dinner with them somewhere else, maybe like on their terms first. Find out, you know, do they follow kosher laws? Do you need to be concerned about your utensils, you know, whether they're meat or dairy? They might not want to eat with you for that matter because of that. So, okay, so you really want to be careful. You find out what they believe. All right? Also, I suppose once you found out what they believe, it can be edifying for both of you to relate to them some of the things you've learned about their faith. And you know, you can bring in things from this series and talk to them about that. They will be impressed that you know something about the feasts, for example. I've recorded that series on the feasts. I'm not even sure if I've released this series to you by this time or not. I've already recorded it, but I haven't decided if I'm going to release this podcast before my series on the feasts or not. Probably. I have a feeling I'm going to release this first and then the feast second. So if you haven't heard the series on the feasts yet, you can consider that an unofficial addition to this series that will be coming soon. But you can talk to them about the feasts. Hopefully you guys have experienced a little bit of these feasts. And I'm not suggesting by any stretch, as I mentioned over and over in that feast series, that you have to celebrate the feasts, you know, like some in the Messianic movement who say that you must celebrate the feasts. No, absolutely not. No, but I think they're very edifying. They're fascinating, and they teach you so much about Christ. And also, they once you've experienced them once or twice, well, you can relate to the Jews so much more, because now you can talk about the feast one, and then as you get to know these people and they're a little more comfortable with you, you can share how the feasts point to Jesus Christ, and they most certainly do, right? They are a shadow and a type of Christ. And check out my series on the feast. That's going to be fun. And like usual, I'm going to be hopping all over the place in this series about various tips, okay? Not very orderly, okay? We're just going to jump all over the place and look at different things to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind, and I think I mentioned this at the beginning of the series, Jews, you know, one thing they all have in common is that they don't believe in Jesus Christ, all right? And I mean that in the sense that they actually feel like that is a point of agreement across all the various different walks of Judaism, is that they don't believe in Christ. They actually see Christianity as like the opposite of Judaism. That's a big hurdle. Keep in mind, too, that so many try to argue, and this comes from secular as well as from Jewish sources, as well as other worldly sources, that Hitler was a Christian. No, Hitler was not a Christian. All right? You can easily demonstrate that he was not a Christian just by his fruit alone, his actions. The guy was nuts. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter. They still believe that he was a Christian. And by Christian, they're thinking Catholic. But again, from a Jewish perspective, Catholic is Christian. All right? That's a big hurdle. Also, in the past, many Christians have persecuted the Jews. That is a big problem, friends. And so we need to be showing them love first. They need to be able to trust us and that we're not going to be a source of persecution. In fact, you might even somewhere in there apologize for the actions of Christianity as a whole. You might want to do that because, and you might want to explain too, that is not how the Bible, the New Testament, tells us believers to act. And that believers who acted that way towards the Jews quite possibly weren't believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They at the very least were not acting as we are commanded to act in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. But you know, I'm just trying to relay this because, friends, this is going to be a hurdle that we've got to get over. Many Jews have some major beef with Christianity, and that has been a contention for a long time. Also, keep in mind that their Jewishness is an identity. All right, it's their identity. It's a nationality as well as a faith. Okay, it's so far different than Christianity. In that sense, where Christianity, you've got people from all nationalities, from all over the world, all over the globe, believing in the same Messiah who came and died for their sins. The Jews, it is their nationality and their faith, if that makes sense. So in many of them, in their mind, they feel that by becoming a Christian, they immediately are going to have to lose that identity. And so that's something else. As you get to know them, that somehow you're going to have to relay to them that Christ was a Jew. And the writers of the New Testament, most of them were Jews. And so that's something else. Another thing to keep in mind, don't assume that the Jew that you're witnessing to knows the Old Testament. Many of us Christians, me included, for the longest time assumed that most Jews know the Old Testament inside and out. Most of them actually don't. All right? And so, you know, don't make that assumption. They may let on that they, or maybe make you believe that they understand the Old Testament really well, but there's a really good chance that they don't. So when you start talking about prophecies of Jesus or something like that, or if you just start talking about something that you read out of Isaiah or Jeremiah or the first five books of the Bible, the Torah, so be careful not to insult them in that, but at the same time, you might have to take them to some of these scriptures and show them. And speaking of which, friends, I think one of the most effective ways that a Jew can be led to Christ, I've seen this all over the internet, is if you can somehow, not so much invite them to church, but somehow get them reading the New Testament for themselves. When they start reading through the Gospels, you know, and they realize that this Messiah, Jesus, was not a Jew hater. You know, he was a Jew. He observed the feasts. He didn't say anything negative about Moses or Abraham or Isaac. You know, he pointed towards the Torah. He quoted the Torah so many times, and he quoted the Tanakh. All right. And when they start seeing the wisdom and the love that came from Jesus, things happen, guys. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, right? And so that right there, by far, in my opinion, is going to be the most effective witnessing tool right there, is the Scriptures. And just somehow trying to challenge your friend to get into it and just check it out. You know, just, hey, just read a couple chapters out of John or something. You know, just get them in there, and suddenly they start reading the words of Jesus, and they're like, wow, this guy's really cool. What, I mean, what an amazing person. It's effective, friends. And I think above all, that is going to be one of the most effective ways to bring a Jew to Christ is for them to actually meet this Christ, this Christian Messiah. It turns out to be the Jews' Messiah. Well, friends, I've made it up to 16 minutes here, and so I'm going to cut it short right here. Friends, if you'd like to communicate with me, you can find me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And now, Brandon House, who has a podcast, Worldview Weekend, which I think is indispensable. If you guys don't listen to that, you really got to check that podcast out. It's just nonstop good stuff. It is worldviews, current events, and good theology all just mixed together. A good show, lots of good guests. Anyway, he and his team came up with a Christian alternative to Facebook. It's very well made. It is myworldviewpage.com. You got to check that out. I'm on there now too, and I'm really liking it. You don't get all that nonsense that you're constantly getting bombarded with on Facebook, which there's a lot, if you guys know what I mean. So anyway, you can now find me at myworldviewpage.com as well under Youth Apologetics Training. And so with that, friends, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.